Shoes have been bothering them. Well, not Rabbanan, but besides, it's really a privilege to be here this morning. And you know, the topic is a tzedakah related topic. But many of the core issues that I'd like to explore with you transcend the specific topic of tzedakah and go to the whole of Avodat Hashem. The well known statement of Chazal, you have this in your packet. It's source number 2. The Gemara in Pesachim also appears in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalit, and also in Bava Basra, Daf Yud. Ha'omer Sela Zu Estaka, Bishvil Sheyichya Bindi, O She'eya Ben Ha'olam Hava, Harei Zeh Tzadik Gomer. Somebody gives money to Estaka for the sake that his son should have a Vashema, so that he should have Tzula in the world to come. This person is a Tzadik Gomer. There are several points that we need to clarify when we read this statement in the Gemara. First, what is the main chidush that Chazal is trying to highlight here? Why would we think that such an act of tzedakah would be problematic? What's the nature of the problem that we've overcome? Second, why did Chazal select these particular examples of Sheyichya Bini and She'eya Ben Ha'olam Haba? These are specific motives. What about other ulterior motives? What about someone who says, I'm giving tzedakah in order to be rich, to be able to claim it as a tax deduction, in order to get recognition, to be honored? Is there a difference between such motives and the motives that are mentioned here, and if so, why? Finally, what is the relationship between tzedakah shelo lishma and the performance of other mitzvot for ulterior motives? What about if somebody... another mitzvah, not just stuff, another mitzvah, another machavera, or perhaps even another lamakam, a person who puts on tefillin and has in mind, I'm not the yichya b'ni, the shush yichya b'ni, or so on. Would there be a difference between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah slow saseh? Somebody observes kashrut or Shabbos, and whatever it may be, not to do an avera out of some other ulterior motive. Is there a difference between that and the example of stuff? So the point of departure for this discussion is, of course, in Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, the first source, beginning of Pirkei Avos, the Tignos Yisroso taught, had Alchik HaAvadim HaMisham Shinis HaRav, Amnas HaKadol Pras, El HaHebuk HaAvadim HaMisham Shinis HaRav, Shilo Amnas HaKadol Pras. The Mishnah differentiates between somebody who serves Hashem with an expectation of receiving pras and compensation, that's improper. And somebody who does so, without any such expectation. What's not readily apparent in reading the Mishnah is whether Antignos Yitzocho means to suggest that a mitzvah that's performed, lacks any redeeming value, much or all redeeming value, simply invalid. Is there an inherent deficiency in such an act, in such a performance of a mitzvah? Maybe even a violation of a specific prohibition, we'll see. Or should we simply understand the Mishnah as saying that there's an ideal model that certainly one should strive for, especially individuals, where the individuals should serve Hashem, Shalom Nasakabo Pras, but by no means do we belittle, do we negate the validity of somebody who in fact does mitzvot, Amnasakabo Pras, maybe for the average person. It's interesting, the language of the Mishnah seems to suggest perhaps both ideas. The Mishnah begins with saying, Al tiyu ka'avadim, which it seems to suggest that we're negating this idea of Amunas Kadokras, and concludes by saying, Ela hebu ka'avadim, which it seems to suggest that this is a, perhaps a midas chasidah, something to strive for. Now, if we would embrace the second pshat, that this is not exactly Easter to serve Hashem Amunas Kadokras, it's simply something to strive for. And this is what the Tosfos Yontif suggests, and he quotes the Maharal as well, in Pirush and Pirkei Avos, Derechayim. Then it would be very easy to distinguish and to reconcile the earlier Gemara in Pesachim about someone who gives tzedakah amanas sheyichya b'ni. In other words, someone who gives tzedakah with such a motive, it's not perfect, it's amanas hakadosh baruch hu, she'eya ben ha'olam haba, sheyichya b'ni, but it's adequate. In other words, tzadik gomer would mean not that this is the ultimate level, but in terms of what he's doing, he's a tzaddik gomer. There's nothing deficient in the mitzvah itself of giving tzedakah. The language of Rashi perhaps can be interpreted this way. Rashi in the Gemara Pesachim, this is source 2a, comments, Harei zeh tzaddik gomer, the gomer zeh. In this respect, he's a tzaddik gomer. The lo aminam shelo lishma oseh. We don't say he's doing it shelo lishma. Elokiyei mitzvahs boros etzivolas etzitraka mitzvahs af lanos atzma. He did the mitzvah, and he also has his own personal agenda as well. But perhaps what Rashi would be saying is that there's a larger issue, of course, of avas Hashem. Person should ultimately strive for that level, but in terms of the actual mitzvah that he did, we don't assume that there's anything deficient in the performance itself. Tosfos asks this question as well. Tosfos source 2b. How do you reconcile the Gemara about Masiyah Yadini with the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? Tosfos distinguishes in a different way. Tosfos says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos discusses the Kehai Gavna Shinlo Tova Lo Oso Atova Shehu Mitzayet Toha Umitzayet Alatzdaka Shasa. Somebody who, if his condition was not met, if his wishes were not realized, he would not renege on his commitment. He would not regret what he did. On the other hand, if somebody would regret what he did, in other words, this is what he's doing it for purely, and if he knows that he won't get what he wants, he wouldn't want to do the mitzvah, then you have the problem of the mitzvah Pirkei Avos. It's interesting that even the language of Pirkei Avos versus that of the Gemara might lend itself to total distinction, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Al-Menas L'Tavot Brach. Al-Menas suggests conditionally, this is what I expect, if I don't get it, I don't want to do this. On the other hand, the language used in the Gemara is someone gets stuck up, Bishvil Sheikh Yibini. It's not conditional in a sense that if I don't get what I want, then I don't give the stuck up. Rather, this is what I wish for, but nonetheless, I do it unconditionally. It's interesting that the Ramah in Yerodea Reish Chaf, that love, speaks of a case of a person who gives staka to Yichya B'ni, but it says specifically, like, well, it's my kafel. And if lo Yichya, then I don't want to give. And the Ramah speaks of such an individual as serving Amenas the Kabbalah Brach. That fits very well with Tosfos' distinction. That is, a person would specifically make it conditional, I don't want to do it otherwise, that would be Amenas the Kabbalah Brach. On the other hand, someone just as Bishvil, but not that it has to be, and otherwise I wouldn't do the mitzvah. That's a different story. That's a Reza Tzadik. Now, it's possible to understand Tosfos on this distinction, perhaps in light of what we find other Rishonim linking this Mishnah Pirkei Avos with a specific pasuk in the Torah. There is a pasuk in Kashrus Beshtana where it says, this is source 3, Lo sinasu es Hashem elokeichem, kasher nisisem b'masa. Do not test Hashem, but you test it in Masa. Rashi explains, this refers to an episode that's recorded in Parshas Bishalach, just before the Vayavu Amalek, where the Bnei Yisrael said that they asked for water, they demanded water, and Moshe said, what do you want from me? Matarivuni madi, matinasu es Hashem, and they cried out for water. Finally, Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock, and he did so, and they got water. And it says there that they named the place Masa Meribah, Arib Bnei Yisrael, Al Nasosim as Hashem Lemur, because of the fact that they tested God and they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Is really Hashem in our midst or not? The Moni HaMitzvos count this pasuk in Parshas Vayeshlanim as a lav in the Torah, Lo Sinasu Nes Hashem Elokeinu. What exactly is the nature of this lav? So according to the Rambam, in Yisodei HaTorah and Sefer HaMitzvos, this refers specifically to somebody who challenges a Navi, demanding that the Navi prove himself and show all sorts of miracles that he's in fact right in what he says. Even though he's already proven his credentials, he's established as a Navi, but if you continue to excessively test him and question him, then one violates the law here of Lo Sinasu Tashem Elokeinu. However, if you look in the Ramban on this pasuk, Ramban also adds another element to what the Torah is saying in Lo Sinasu. In the middle of this passage 3b, Ramban discusses what Ramban says about a Navi, testing a Navi. Then the Ramban continues, "Ukach asa redoros yenasos haTorah ohanuviim ke'en ra'oi lavot Hashem al derech histatek o she'eras mofesh v'nisayim." It's not appropriate to serve Hashem in a way that you're doubtful, half-heartedly, demanding, asking for miracles. Hashem doesn't care to automatically perform miracles just at any given time. The Ein Ra'u L'Avdo, says the Ramban, Amenas L'Kabel Pras. And similarly, it's not fitting to serve Hashem with the sense of expecting to get some reward. So the Ramban already links the idea of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Samnasa Tabuk Pras, with the pasuk of Eschan Nevosinasi. More specifically, if you look in the Sefer Achinuch on this mitzvah, of Dalit, source 4, the Sefer Achinuch first cites the view of the Ramban, and that's how he captures the lad. First, Volinasos Navi Emes, Yosef Mizai. But then, the Chinuch in the later paragraph continues and says, Person should not do mitzvahs in this manner of testing. Person does mitzvahs to test Hashem if Hashem will reciprocate, not out of love and out of fear. Also, if you go to the next source, the smack, mitzvah you test, specifically says in the final mitzvah, lo anashas Hashem, shelo yomar, e'ese, mitzvah zu, ve'er'e, im ya'ase li Hashem, masha omar b'sfara. I do the mitzvah, and I'll see if Hashem will promise, follow up on his promise. The smag, another one of the monia mitzvahs, shelo yomar adam ese mitzvah zu, ve'er'e, im esbore. Further on in the same piece of the Smag, he specifically mentions the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Alderach Zeh Shaninu, Altiu Kavadim Hamishamshin Esarav Amnas Lekabel Pras. Similarly, in the Sefer Yireyim, spawning the Mitzvah Lo Sinasu, Tirush Hizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shilo Yomar Adam, Esa Mitzvah Zu Be'ere Em Esbare. And further on, he says, to write later, Umizeh HaMikra Shaninu, the Mesach Es Avos, Altiu Kavadim Okay. In other words, the Mishnah is talking about the Isur of Lo Sinasu. Also, the Reim and the Smag both ask the question in the case about Sinasu Yithya Bini, and they both answer as Tosus answers that the difference lies in the fact that their person is not saying, if I don't get what I'm asking for, then I don't want to do the Mitzvah. So it would seem appealing to understand Tosus in the same way. Tosus is asking the question from Pirkei Avos, but essentially Tosus is asking the question from the pasuk of the Torah. Lo sinasu es Hashem Elokecha. So isn't this a violation of Amnasa Tavu Pras, Lo sinasu? Because Tosus answers, as the Rishonim answer, this is different. Because you're not doing it conditionally. If you do it conditionally, this is why I'm doing it, and if I don't get this, I'm not doing the mitzvah, that's a Lo sinasu, it's testing God. If you're doing the mitzvah, regardless, you just put in a wish of sorts. That's a different story. That doesn't violate Lo Sinasu. That's not called Amanasa Kabbal Pras. Okay, that's the Torah of Shad and Tosin. Once we already see the pasuk of Lo Sinasu and we explore this issue in its own terms, perhaps we might be led to understand the meaning of the passage in Pesachim of the Shlosh Yechid Ani, perhaps in a different light. Because the Gemara in Tainus makes reference also to the Isur Lo Sinasu, which is source number 8, and specifically speaks about exceptions to the rule of Lo Sinasu. The Gemara begins with a quote from the Pasuk Aser Ka'aser and a drasha of Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. Why the double expression, you shall tithe? If you give nicer, you'll become rich. The Gemara tells us that Yochanan met Shaul the Chavish, and he told him, what did you learn today in Seder? Emily Psukecha. And he quoted the Pasuk Aser to Aser. The child asked Rabbi Yochanan, tell me what it means. Rabbi Yochanan gave him the drush of Aser, the Shosh of Asher. The child says, how do you know? And Rabbi Yochanan says, you can test it out. Do it and see. Give it for the purpose of seeing if you get rich. And the child says, but I know another Pasuk in Chumash. It says, Lo Sinasu is Hashem. How can I do that? And Rabbi Yochanan said, Pachayam Ravoshia Chutz Mizu. There's one exception to the prohibition of Lo Sinasu, based on the pasuk in Malachi, Haviu Eskal Masa Vesaotza Viter Vesi Uvachanuni Na Vezos Amar Hashem Tzvakos In Lo Eftach Lochem Eserubas Hashemayim Varikosi Lechem Bracha Ad Belidai. Uvachanuni Na Vezos Hashem. Another speaking name of Hashem says, you may test me with respect to my serve and see that I, that will come through and shed a blessing upon you. This is Mefurish, a Gemara in Tainus that is permitted to test God when it comes to Maaser. This is, in fact, quoted by all the Mohel Mitzvahs when they quote Lotzi Natsu, they quote the exception of Maisa. You go back to the sources that we just saw. The Snak, for example, says, Abu Ba'afrasas Maiser Mutter. Similarly in the Snak, similarly in the Chinuch. Question now becomes, so much for Maisa, what about Tzedakah? Does Tzedakah also go under the special license that granted the Pasuk in Malachi, based on the Sugya and Tainus that test, that one can test God with respect to Tzedakah? This is apparently a machlokas between the Tur and the Beis Yosef. The Tur in Yordaya Reish Mem Zayin, source 9, discussing the virtues of Tzedakah, mentioned in the middle that a person who gives Tzedakah will not lose out in any way. Adirab, Tosif Lo Oseh V'Chavod, continues the Tur, the Pasuk in Malachi, Yusif Haviwas Kwa Masa Vesa Otsar, and the Tur says, V'Amru Chachamim V'Chol Davar, Asur L'Naso Ses Hashem, Chutz Midavar Zeh. The Torah speaks about Tzedakah and he quotes the Gemara Tanya, permitting one to test God in regard to the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Beis Yosef challenges the Torah and says, that which the Torah said, that it's permitted chutz midavar zeh, in the Gemara Tanya, it's mashma, the Maisha Dafka, who the Shari, Yenasuye, Abu Bishar Tzedakah. Shulchan Aruch, in your day, Rish Menzayin, the Ramah quotes both opinions, Haggah, Behima Asheres, but also the Nasus at the Scroll who key in the Dava Zeh, Tur, the Eish Omen, Dafka bin Nesinas Maisim Mutu Nasus, at the Scroll who Abolo Vishar Tzedakah. Parenthetically, the issue of testing Hashem with Maiser may explain a Mishnah in Maiser Shemi, which is source 12, based on the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo that says Hashkifa min ma'on kachicha min hashamayim. This is in the pasuk speaking about Hebrew Maiser at the end of a certain number of years in the 7-year cycle, twice in the 7-year cycle, and Erev Pesach, the person declares that he has, in fact, given all the Maiser to the people need to get it, Truma Meiser, and he concludes by saying, Hashem looked down from the heavenly abode and blessed the people, blessed the land. The Mishnah in Meiser Sheni, and it's based on the Tzibrei as well, Rashi there, says, what does it mean, Hashkifa? Is it simply a wish, or is it an entitlement? Is it an expectation? Asinu Mashi Gazarta Leinu, we have done what you have told us to do, you do what you promised us. Almost a feeling of confidence. This is what I expect from you, Hashem, because of what you promised. It's understood by the Malbim and others that the fact that a person can be so brazen here and say, Hashem, do as you told us, is precisely because of the Gemara and Tainus, that when it comes to Maaser, a person has a right to say, I did it, and I'm doing it only because I expect a reward, and therefore you have to do what you promised. So the question is, does the position of the Torah help us in understanding the Gemara and Sachim, as we noted, of the Shvil Sheyechia Genis? Perhaps one could say that according to the Torah, the reason why one is not in violation of the Mishnah of Nasa Kabul Pras when you get stuck with the Genis, because it's permitted to test Hashem with respect to Mitzvah Stucker. The fact that the Rishonim didn't give that answer, and answered affirmatively like Tosa says, because it's not totally conditional, would perhaps suggest that they don't hold like the Torah, they hold that it's only for Maaser, but not for Tzedakah. Truth is, it's not really a truth, because really the specific context of the test, when a person is tested by Maaser, has to do with what specific wish. What does the person want? What does he expect? Aser b'shvushet is asher. Well, so according to the Torah, that would apply very well, not just to Maaser, also to Tzedakah. I'm giving Tzedakah because I want you to reciprocate and make me wealthy. The case over here, though, is not well. Maybe that doesn't go under the special license of Imol Eftach Lochem Es Arubas Hashemayim. The person would say, I want to get stuck with to be wealthy, that would be okay. But that's why the Rishonim didn't give the answer, like the Torah, not that they don't hold that the Torah, but they hold that it's only limited to a test related to material wealth. So we'll see, perhaps that would be the answer. The Mashah did not feel this way. The Mashah asked the question on Tosfos in Sukkot, why not answer simply that it's permitted for Sukkot? And the Mashah assumed that any type of test for Sukkot would be sufficient. But one could perhaps argue in this way that Sukkot also has to be for testing for wealth. There's an interesting question in Yaakov about whether the permission that's granted to test for Maaser even if you don't assume stuck is included, you hold like the Beis Yosef. What about the topic of the next year? Right? Maisik Sufim. Maisik Sufim has the quality of stucca to it. It also has a characteristic of Maisik. We call it Maisik Sufim. And there are sources, Maisik Sufim, that link it to specifically giving Maisik. So does Maisik Sufim have in it the special heter of the Chanun Avodos that one could give it the shame getting whatever Hashem wants to give you, well, specifically or not? The Shuba of Yaakov Emden, Shelas Yaivis, Simon Gimel, Helgav Simon Gimel, discusses this question among others, and he comes down on the side that, sorry to disappoint anybody, but it's not permitted, he says, to do nice accepting for the sake of getting wealthy. He says it doesn't come under that, it's simply stucca, and we don't hold up the sword, we hold up the Yosef, therefore one could not give nice accepting for such a condition. The Netziv, in his Pirush Rosh Hashanah and Rome Sada, has an interesting shara on this question between the Torah and the Beis Yosef. He says there is a type of stucca that comes under the category of Meiser. Not Meiser stucca, but the type of stucca that supports Torah institutions or Talmidei Chachamim. And he explains in his way, beautiful way, that the idea of Meiser is that Meiser brings down the Shefa Bracha of the Shvarachu in a unique way, brings Hanasa to the world. And so it is, he says, when a person supports Torah, there's an aspect, just like when a person gives Meiser, he enables the Levian, the Kohanim, to be able to focus on their service to the Beis HaMikdash. So it is in the parallel of a Talmud Chacham, who, because he's freed from having to worry about material pursuits, he's able to focus on his Torah, and that brings Shefa Bracha to the world. So a person who gives this type of stucca will be allowed to test God and do it the same way that he would with Meiser. The Radvaz in the source 15, however, does seem to link the Gemara in kindness that permits a person to test Hashem with Meiser to the Sugya of Amat or Bishkosh Yechya B'ni. The Radvaz seems to suggest that Stucca is different and Stucca allows a person to test Hashem. But the Radvaz adds another factor here. The Radvaz writes, Ika Taimachwina Bishkosh Shere Lohuta Hanisayon. The mitzvah min a mitzvos, elav mitzvah stucca. A person says, selazu with stucca, de shechye b'ni, harezet stucca. By the way, that's another girsa that the Rach quotes as well. Not tzadik gamor, but tzedaka gemura. Stucca uvalet. Yechsebu b'chanuni na results. So here the Radvaz links this gemara with the pasuk in Malachi. And Meiser, he says, is stucca. That's similar to the Torah. But then the Radvaz adds a very interesting point. The time of the milsa mikshum takonas for anim. The reason that one is permitted to do this with stucca is because the benefit comes to the anim. They benefit from it, so therefore we can be a little more carefree and not be as strict about the motives. After all, the bottom line is that the people benefited from it, and therefore the permission is granted to give stucca for all kinds of conditions, material motives, test Hashem, because after all, the Aniyim benefit from this. Takana so Aniyim. The striking idea is something that's echoed by many Achronim as well, the Prashas Drachim, and one of the Prashas Rashvishi, the Beis Halevi, in Jewish Aleph of Stucca, and others, even the Chabad Chaim and Abbas Pesach seems to take this view, that the idea in the Gemara, the Shushiyah to me, is that Stucca in some way is different, because after all, it's been Adam Machaveira, and after all, the Aniyim benefit from this. And therefore, your motives can be what they are, but ultimately the mitzvah is valid because, after all, the aniyim benefited, and that's what really matters here, bottom line. I only had some difficulties with this approach because the context of the Gemara Pesachim there seems to equate this not just to stucca, but even to other mitzvahs such as Bedikas Chametz. It seems to go different than this approach. Also, the Rishonim that we've seen, and some now seem to take this view more of a broader idea, not limited to Takanas Aniyim. The one Rishon that I found that does suggest this point is the Radvaz, as you have here in the Tshuva, Chelkim, Muslim, and Tatnan Aleph. I want to turn to the final issue, and that is the distinction that might exist between different levels of Shelo Lishma. Okay, here you have examples of Yechia B'ni and She'eya Ben Olam Haba. What about someone who gets stucca for the sake of getting honored, right? He knows that people will respect him, will get honored at a dinner, or whatever other way, a plaque will go up, whatever it may be. recognition, honor, or a tax break, whatever it may be, is that also under the same Hareza Tzadigamur as that we've been discussing until now? I mean, if you take the last approach that we mentioned, the Messiah and others, it should almost say, whatever it is, it doesn't matter that the stuff is being given. The Prima Gadim wrote a Sefer Chumash that is well known, Tevas Gomer, Parshas Truma. The Prima Gadim makes very clear distinction between a problematic Shiloh Ishma and a more benign Shiloh Ishma, like mentioned in the Gemara, Shiyatya Bini, Shaya Ben Olam Haba. He says when Moshe was told the Yikholi Truma, and Kali Yisrael had to give for the Mishkan, Rashi comments, you must lead with Shmi. Right? What does that mean, lead with Shmi? It doesn't come to exclude Shiyatya Bini, that's Tadigam. It comes to exclude what he says is called Yuhara, for the sake of arrogance for personal aggrandizement, to make a name for yourself, that's not kosher when it comes to giving for the Mishkan. And that, he says, is a bigger problem. He says, basically, a person who gives, who does a mitzvah, and has some other motives in mind, not yuhara, a person who likes to eat matzah, because he likes to taste the matzah. Does that in any way disqualify the performance of the mitzvah? No. Some little stuff. A person gives stuff because he wants to achieve a certain result. As long as it's not in the realm of yuhara, for personal aggrandizement, that would be valid. That's Hareza Tzadik Gomer. It's interesting that he also goes on to distinguish the same comment of the Prima Gadim between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. In a mitzvah saseh, why is it true that a person can have ulterior motives and be okay with that? It's only the fanatic, he said, for yuhara, for arrogance. Because the mitzvah is performed in a positive way, it's a concrete action. It's a concrete mitzvah. The mitzvah was done. You ate the matzah. You enjoyed the matzah, but you ate the matzah. It's fine. The lishma is there, and the shiloh lishma is there, and one doesn't negate the other. When it comes to a lo saseh, a person who doesn't do an avera, there has to be pure lishma. Because you know, Chazal tell us, a person shouldn't say, EFC in Sarah Hazir. I hate pork. I would never think of eating pork. Because the whole idea of mitzvah is a yiras Hashem. Why are you not doing it? It's not something you can point to and say, that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's not a performance. It's not a concrete act. It's the abstaining from doing the wrong thing. If you abstain for the wrong reason, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah in terms of the essential mitzvah. The character of a lo saseh is defined by the fact that you're doing it because of Ratzon Hashem, because of the fact that Hashem said that you shouldn't do it. There is an issue here to discuss, not for now, but the Rambam has a comment in Shmona Prakim about perhaps distinguishing between mitzvahs and muskolos, mitzvahs that are not muskolos. Not to murder. Okay? I don't murder only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, lo tirsa. It's hard to fathom that. Certain things that are so intuitive, part of human nature, that a person should be moral, hard to imagine it's only because of EFSHI, but Hashem said otherwise. So perhaps what we're saying here would be limited to those in the process that don't come under that such a category. Similarly, the Bir Hagra Mishrei distinguishes between different levels of Shiloh Ishma on the famous Eshet Chayot Perek Lamed Aleph. Yisheker Achein, the Hevel HaRodim, Isha Yiras Hashem, Ki Tishalo. It says the Bir Hagra, an incredible idea. And he's the dive in the Mishnah, the Perek Yavos, about Tiyu Ka'avadim, Ela Heyu Ka'avadim. Now Tiyu says, it's bad. Don't be Amanasik HaLukrat. On the other hand, Ela Hevel Ka'avadim is extra credit if you can do it, Shalom Amanasik HaLukrat. So what's going on here? Is it extra credit or is it an Avera? So as he brought, there's two types of Shalom Ishma. There's a Shalom Ishma, he says, of Sheyek Kifu Unichach Kavo, the Oseh. You do it because you want to get Kavo, you want to get honored, you want to get wealthy. These are things that are problematic inherently because you're only doing it for show. The whole mitzvah lacks its essential character. Sheker hachein. Al tiu ka'avadim al menasek ha'lopras. That's the shiloh lishma. That's a problem. Then there's a more benign shiloh lishma. You do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyim tzachein be'ena. You want to curry favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you get into Hashem's good graces, He'll be good to you. He'll give you a shlema, give your son a shlema. He'll give your family hatzlacha, he'll give you a share of the world to come. That's not so terrible. That's sheyichya b'ni. That's not perfect. Hevel hayofi. It's not sheker, it's hevel. The ultimate madrega is I want to just conclude with a story. I think it really illustrates this Indian of Shalom Yisma and the level of problematic Shalom Yisma. It's hard sometimes to separate a person gives stuff or does mitzvah. How much of it is Yisma? How much of it is Shalom Yisma? Even the Shalom Yisma that's a problem, it doesn't mean that it's totally Shalom Yisma. You know, there's a little bit of Shalom Yisma that gets mixed in there. It's hard to avoid. It's the nature of the beast. I'm sure that much of the stuff that, good stuff that's done today in Klal Yisrael, mitzvahs that are done, have a certain touch, in some way, by the elements of Shalom Yisma that the Prima Gadim and the Gro would call a problem of Shalom Yisma, but not to cover grass in the negative sense. And yet, obviously, it's not as if the entire enterprise is tainted. There's a certain problem on some level. So there's a story told, it's recounted in the Sefer Toldos of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. A story that talks about when Chaim Volozhin founded, he was coming to the Gaon, founded the Yeshiva Volozhin. So he sent a Mishulach to gather in the Davos to support the Yeshiva. There was one particular person that was very generous in what he gave, and Baruch Hashem, you know, it put the Yeshiva on its feet. After some time, so the funds became depleted, and Rav Chaim Volozhin turned to his trusted Mishulach and says, okay, time to go out again and have another appeal. So Mishulach had a suggestion from Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he said, here's what I'd like you to do. Buy me very nice clothing. I want a really nice suit. And I want to look really kushy. I want you to give me my own personal chauffeur. Not to have to go find a taxi and, you know, go to each town from place to place. I want a personal horse and a buggy and a driver that's going to take me to all the places I need to go. It will save me time and effort. And so Rav Chaim Volozhin says, granted, I'll give you that. So he finds his way to the city. So he goes to this individual who is known to give a lot of money. He asks him to give a lot of money. He asks for what he asks for. The person takes one look at him, how he's dressed, and the horse, and the buggy, and balagola. And it's okay. Goodbye. I'm not giving you anything. Okay, so he begged and he asked him. Didn't work. He wasn't going to give him. Finished the trip, came back to Rav Chaim Volozhin, told him the story that the person refused to give him any money. Rav Chaim Volozhin decided to visit this person in person. And he went, the person received him properly. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, why didn't you give him? You have the means and you support us in the past. So he tells him, look, until now, I assume that when I give money, it's going where it should be going. It's going to the yeshiva. It's going to support the talmidim of the yeshiva. And I gave it simcha rabba. This is what I wanted to do, and this is what I believe in. When I looked at this person, the yeshiva, and how he's dressed, and the horse, and the carriage, and his suit, I said, "This is what I have to give my money for. This is not what I'm giving money for. I don't need to give money to spend for the commission of the yeshiva." So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You know the pasuk of Parshas Kisisa, right? It's coming Shabbos. It's crazy that Salel and tremendous wisdom. What else can we do? Someone on the level of Bezalel, who's unbelievable tzaddik, unbelievable gaon, who can recite osios nivdim shemayim va'aretz, and the Torah has to give us praise about him that he could be a good artisan, a craftsman, and he was a carpenter and lashus, and he could deal with metals. I mean, is that really a shevach relative to the bigger aspect of who he is and his personality? Why does the Torah need to tell us this idea of lashos b'zav b'kesef b'nechoshes lashos machshavos? So the answer is, as Rav Chaim, that this is not what the pasuk means. Lashos machshavos, lashos b'zav b'kesef b'nechoshes means he had a way of dealing and forming metal. Rather, the point is this: every person who gave for the Mishkan so has a certain claim. He says, "I'm giving my gold. I want my gold to go there. I want my gold to go to the Aruch, to the Kaporet, to the Kodesh HaKadosh. I want my Atzei Shittim to go to the boards that are right next to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I don't want my boards to be in the Hezkel. I want my, what I'm giving, to go to the ultimate Kedusha. Each one has that thing. How would the fellow know whose money is going where? Where's it going to be spent? The answer is, Lachshov Machshavos. Lachshov Machshavos Menachoy. The fellow had a power to read minds. He understood every individual and where they were coming from and what their motives were and what level Lishma they were at. If there was total Lishma without any type of aspect of Shalom Lishma of any kind, not even a little B'ni or She'eske Al-Chayim Abba, whatever it may be, purely Lishma, that was for Kodesh HaKadosh. If there was an element of kavod, of any type of element of small little bit, then it was for the Hechel, not for the Kodesh HaKadosh. And if it was purely more and more for kavod, then it was for the Esos Nashim, for the other places, for here, for the... Okay, so in other words, it depends what the motives are. I'm just quoting it from the Sefer. Basically, it all depends on the motives. So, in other words, you always sometimes you question, you know, a lot of commissions that are given, a lot of things are given for upkeep and maintenance, and how do I know that my nedava, what I'm giving, is really going? The answer is, maybe it depends on you, and what your machshava is, and what your kavana is. On extend bracha to the initiative, the Kolim Rishon, to continue to be successful, to the Avodah Zarah, specifically to the initiative of Laman Achai, incredible, wonderful initiative, Mar Yisrael, Besatz Chom, Kozman, Beidah, and Benomar.